Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good afternoon. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, in a phone call with Pedro Sanchez yesterday, agreed that a deal on the status of Gibraltar unlocked the opportunity for both countries to advance bilateral relationships, so Starmer's office said. Sanchez congratulated the UK's Prime Minister on his leadership, so a Downing Street spokesperson said. Both leaders also agreed that this development unlocks huge opportunity to advance the bilateral relationships between the UK and Spain on behalf of the British and Spanish people. Starmer also spoke to the Chief Minister of Gibraltar, Fabian Picardo, the spokesperson said, adding that they both agreed the agreement would allow them to plan for the long term whilst protecting British sovereignty. The UN General Assembly is expected to vote today on a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, the release of all hostages held by Hamas, and the opening of all Israeli border crossings for deliveries of desperately needed food and other aid. The resolution, drafted by Spain, strongly condemns any use of starvation of civilians as a method of warfare. Experts and human rights workers say hunger is widespread in Gaza, and some 2 million Palestinians are at risk of famine if Israel does not fully lift its blockade and halt its military campaign, which it renewed back in March after ending a ceasefire with Hamas. Last week, the UN Security Council failed to pass a resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and calling on Israel to lift all restrictions on the delivery of aid. The United States vetoed the resolution because it was not linked to the release of hostages, whilst all 14 other members of the council voted in favour. The search operation for the missing couple off the coast of Mallorca has taken a new turn following the recovery of two bodies from the sea. The Guardia Civil have confirmed that one of the bodies belongs to 67-year-old Juan Herrera, who disappeared alongside his partner Angelita last Saturday. Late yesterday, search teams recovered both bodies from separate locations. Herrera's body was found approximately 4 miles from the Cala Figuera lighthouse. The second body was found in an advanced state of decomposition and has been ruled out as belonging to Angelita. The couple vanished after setting off from the port of El Toro in a motorboat for a day of fishing. And Jenny Hermoso has been left out of the Spain squad for the Women's European Championships, with coach Montse Tume saying there was too much competition for places in her position. The 35-year-old forward played a key role in Spain's World Cup victory in 2023 and is the country's leading goal scorer, but has featured less frequently for the side in recent months. Hermoso was also at the centre of a scandal involving former Football Federation president Luis Rubiales, who was found guilty of sexual assault for kissing the player without her consent after Spain's World Cup win in Sydney. Spain are in Group B of the tournament in Germany alongside Portugal, Belgium and Italy. They play Japan in a warm-up game on the 27th of June before taking on Portugal in their campaign opener on July the 3rd. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.